This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to patiently await on guest number two, surprise guest number two. And if they fail us, well, then we'll have to badmouth them. As we are here live in surprise for spring training, it is also Mike Bassick's last day. It is also a shout-out Friday, Corey. What do you got?
I saw this one from, 214. Sounds like a good one to me. Shout-out to Mike and pause, Sue. We'll miss Mike, but I'm looking forward to his call the Rangers games. Before he leaves, I wanted to shout out Sue for putting up with him all these years.
Facts.
Also, a little backstory. I'm thankful for Sue, who was the doctor who finally diagnosed my youngest daughter with a rare and incurable kidney disease while she was in high school. Despite several rounds of chemo, my daughter, a two-sport high school athlete, played a full college lacrosse career at a Big East Division I school. She would not have been able to achieve her goals if it had not been for Sue. And as fate would have it, Sue's now my son's daughter's pediatrician. So thank you to Mike and Sue. My family will always be grateful.
Thank you very much.
I almost teared up reading that
Oak Cliff Pediatrics. Yeah. That's where sick Noah goes.
My wife is pretty awesome at her job. She truly cares about her patients, the parents, and makes sure that she takes the time to make sure that the parents feel that they've been taken care of, that it didn't feel like just an in and out, because obviously they're the parents of their children. They love them a whole bunch, and it's tough. I know that it is tough as a doctor. That you have people in the waiting room and you have a lot of patients to see, but you have to have patience with the parents to make sure that they feel like they have all the information possible and that she truly cares about the people and not just the job.
It's wild because last night we were literally just talking about being a doctor having to tell people bad news.
Oh, my God.
And that's not an easy part of the job because you don't know how they're going to react. You also empathize with them. And there's also these things. And I can imagine, Mike, being a supportive husband when she gets home. There have been nights where you've just been like, I'm just going to have to shut up and listen tonight and pour you a nice glass of wine.
Yeah. And we like drinking wine.
Hey, put on some weight. Hey, Alec, if you want to call back surprise guest number two, I think he is ready now.
All right.
In the meantime, Corey, you can answer these questions before Mike. I have over-under betting odds for Mike's new career.
All right.
Is it on the website that you go to?
No, I have created these odds. I love numbers. I feel like these are accurate.
Numbers calm his mind.
That's true. Over-under. Number of seasons employed with the Rangers.
Over, under. I'm going to set it at 3.
Oh, I got it at, I heard you, Alec, I promise. I got it at 2.5.
I'll take the over.
Okay.
I'll take the
All
over.
Right. Okay. Well, let's see if our next surprise guest will confirm that, because coming up right now, former Rangers pitcher, somebody who it feels like him and Mike hate each other at times.
I know who this is.
It is Derek Holland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Sorry, my phone overheated while I was waiting for you guys to call.
Because our show's been on fire. I got what you're saying.
Yeah.
Hi, Derek.
Hi, Mike.
How's coaching and golfing going?
It's going really well. I'm enjoying myself. How's not really caring about the radio right now?
That's awesome. Can you tell the difference?
Not really. I really can't.
It's 2 weeks, and it seems like you've You've already checked out. I'm proud of you. Sounds like the normal Mike Bassick.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's it hasn't. So you said you kind of contradicted yourself there, Derek. Is you kind of said that it sounds the same, but you can tell I've checked out.
No, I was just saying you checked out.
Yeah. Well, I met your coach the other day at Rockwall.
I know you did. That was pretty cool.
And
I'm happy
he said
for you.
We can play some golf soon.
Well, we're waiting for it, but I don't know. You're kind of big time now. You haven't really talked to me since you got your new gig at working for the Rangers.
Oh, good point.
Well, I mean, I am bigger than you now. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they called you. They didn't call me.
Yeah.
Oh,
I only have to be with the Rangers on their broadcast for – how many years did you get with the Rangers? 7? 8?
I was with them for 8.
Yeah, so I have to go. So the over-under, I have to beat 8.
Hey, Derek, would you say that you and Mike get along? Because sometimes it's hard to tell.
I would say so. It's just a lefty thing. You guys wouldn't understand.
Well, Kevin's left-handed.
I'm naturally left-handed.
He just
thank
writes
you very much.
Right-handed because a teacher slapped him with a ruler.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
True story.
Yeah, but see, you're not a true lefty, though.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to get you, if you would like, involved with some of our betting odds for Mike Bassick's new career.
Okay.
Oh, I got it. The over-under at 0.5 times Mike will use the word farthead or fart knocker in a game this season on the TV broadcast. Over-under is at 0.5.
Man, I really want to take the over because I know how he is personality-wise. But I think he has to be very professional. So with his at least the first year, I don't think we'll hear it. But going forward, we definitely will.
Okay.
I'm with Derek on that. I think first year, once he gets comfortable, he's going to be like, you know what? Honeymoon's over. Now you'll get the real Mike.
You know what? Because of that, I'm glad that you said that. We're going to skip ahead to year two for my next question. Uh-huh. Over under is 1.5 in year two. The mentions of the movie or general plot description of Indecent Proposal in a Texas Rangers TV broadcast. 1.5 in year two is the over-under.
Man, you set the bar low. I feel like he would definitely, I would say the bar should be set at 3.5.
You might be right. You might be right about that.
Go over.
If any situation ever comes up about money, I just feel like Mike's brain's going to be like, don't do it. And then the other part's like, hey, you know what he could do? Sell him to Robert Redford.
They're going to be like, Robert Redford, the natural? And like, no, Robert Redford, Indecent Proposal.
All right, Corey, are you?
Derek's dead on. Okay. You set that way too low. That's an easy play.
All right. So
you guys are being too generous.
Okay, fair. Now, this is going to be a tricky question. I need your percentage odds on this one. Percentage chance that Mike is on Peace-a-thon this year for at least 8 hours.
Oh man.
Shut up,
I'm gonna say about 5%.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That could be high when I saw Mike's face at the number.
The way I see it was once Mike's done with the radio, there will be no such thing as radio to him.
They
will be
that.
Completely eliminated. He will not be doing things to help you guys.
That's
or any
that's fair. I've already been fighting that battle, man.
Yeah,
I've already
look at how he quit the NBA like that. I mean, yeah. So,
good point.
I'm with. I think he says 5%. I'm going to say 48% is where I'm going to set that at because I think there's a way. I think there is a way that
we
might
hours?
Be able. Don't worry, man. You
really
like things.
You really think he likes everybody at the station?
He likes me.
To be done with you guys.
He likes Corey. Yeah, he likes Corey. He seems okay with Alec.
My Peace-a-thon.
He likes your radio show, your group of guys. But other than that, no chance does he like anybody else. Especially Sean. I wish I could have heard how you guys reacted or how you guys talked about goodbyes to Sean and what's he going to miss the most. I missed it because you guys were talking about it, but I got here to the field, so I didn't get.
Oh
to
man.
Hear it.
It was cordial.
Mike
was
really
cordial.
Hammered home the fact that they don't know each other outside of sports whatsoever. It was really nice.
Yeah, honest.
All right, Mike, what would you set over-under Peace-a-thon hours at? Feels like you think 8 is significantly too high.
I would say over-under should be 1 hour.
What?
These new studios are going to be in Oklahoma.
It's not that far.
You think everything outside of a 15-minute radius is Oklahoma.
You guys are going to be like, I'm gonna be like, golly, am I at the casino yet?
It's not even past Richardson North. It's in Dallas.
for
that's how it is trying to get him to golf with me. It seems like it's so far away. He doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, Los Colinas.
He really needs teleportation.
Okay, this one I feel like you'll take the under, so I'm going to move to season three on this.
Ooh.
Season three of Mike Bacsik, over under 0.5. Will he mention, by accident probably, that a GM once told him to keep Trick effing him?
I would definitely say it's over for sure. He'll say
okay,
that.
Wow. Oh, we're taking the...
Shocked. I didn't think he was going to make it to year three, so I'm pretty happy to hear that you guys think he'll get that far.
I think
Corey believes in
years
him.
Three is that's the limit though, Derek. That's as far as I'm going on that one. But yeah, I think that's a good story. Like it really is a good story. And Mike's these guys got to be a storyteller now.
That'll be one to remember. Yeah, when there's a lefty throwing, I don't know, 88 to 91, which is harder than I did. But I'm gonna be like, yeah, probably somebody is like in the bullpen telling him, hey, you just got to trick F him.
So my next one. How many mentions of the KNC masterpiece this season? Ooh. Corey, I'm going to start with you. We are in season one. Got to be best behavior. It might be none. But how many mentions of the KNC masterpiece?
Ooh. I'm going to say I'll take if it's set at one.
It's set at 0.5.
I'm taking the under.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow y'all's lead on this. And Derek, you can chime in after this. Is would you rather me say Bruce Bochy said this on 105.3 The Fan or on The Fan or said it on the KNC masterpiece? What would you guys rather me say? If on your Wednesday interview with Bochy, Bochy said something that I'm going to use on the Wednesday game. How would you guys like for me to use what Bochy said on his show?
I know our boss is listening, so I'm going to say on KNC masterpiece on 105.
I'm not going to say all that.
He's just going to pick one. You got to pick one.
Yeah, say the KNC masterpiece. Everybody knows we're on the Fan.
Wow! I'm going to say the Fan.
I personally agree with that, too. I think you should represent the guys that you worked for and the show-wise, and I think you should be saying KNC masterpiece. I mean, that's how it should be, but knowing Mike, he will not do that. He will probably just say the interview with Bruce Bochy on the radio.
I heard it somewhere today.
Yeah.
On the Rangers radio
network. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, Derek, are there any other betting odds that you would like to know? I can compute them for you. Or do you want to just tell Mike that you're proud of him?
I feel like Mike will also get to the point. He does get very passionate about each sports team that he likes. And I feel like when the moment hits, he might drop his, you know, something like, what is that turd doing out there when they make a bad play or something like that? I could see him being a little too aggressive and forgetting that he's on the TV. So I could see that happening.
Yeah, I unfortunately can see that happening.
And I could, you know what, I could also see because, you know, I know his love for Dwight Powell on the Mavericks. So I could see him picking a player and doing the exact same thing he did on the radio about a certain player.
Oh, that's a great point. And you think he's going to
be
like
a really good teammate?
Yeah,
he can't like, play the sport.
What is he doing out there? What is he, Dwight Powell? And you're going to be like, what? Oh,
Dwight Powell's made almost $100 million being a good teammate.
Now, Derek, I know you and Mike's favorite pastime is to kick each other in the junk. This is his last day on radio. Mm-hmm. Are you excited to see how he's going to do in the next stage of his broadcast career?
Yeah, I mean, I will say this, as much as we always have fun and everything, and I've learned a lot from you guys when I was working with you guys on the radio, and Mike was always good to help me as well, especially when we were off the field, off the radio, we'd have a lot of conversations helping me out. So I think Mike's going to thrive in this. I know what's great about what the Rangers did is obviously hiring somebody who's very passionate about the Rangers, somebody that cares about the team, that gets into it. He's very animated. I think he's going to do an excellent job out there. Rather than trying to put him down right now, and as he would do to me, Mike, I think you're going to do great. I wish you nothing but the best out there. Kick some butt. Have fun with it. Give the fans what they deserve. Get them involved. Get into the games. Be passionate about this whole thing.
Thank you, Derek. You know, I can remember being out here in Surprise 14 years ago, and you guys were the defending American League champions. Do you guys remember how that season ended?
Jeez, Mike.
You know what, Mike? Now that I think about it, I hope you sucked. I hope you were terrible on the radio. I hope in the middle of one of your interviews, when you're talking and the camera's on you, your chair breaks and you fall down.
Hey, and then the next year after you guys, after 11, I came out here for the 2012 spring training, and I thought, this is the best Rangers team ever. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. And you know what? Remember who had a longer career, me or you?
Oh. Hey, Derek, the best way to make him mad now is to take his old job.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
I don't want his job because it's already bad enough as it is. I don't need to go in there and try to fill those shoes.
He's
already been terrible.
Hey, Derek.
I do. I hope, Mike, I hope your car runs out of gas today. I know.
No, we got to ride with him.
No. But after we get to the airport, after we get back to the airport.
You're just wishing bad things on my wife now.
Oh.
I want your wife to, instead of coming to pick you up, I want her to make you sit there and think about what you've done.
She's kind of made me do that sometimes in my life. I'm not the best husband at times. I try to be, but I fail a lot.
Oh, I can see. You aren't really the best teammate either. So giving up home runs and stuff, iconic home runs. I mean, my goodness.
At one point, I got called into an office, and they said, do you know what a cancer is?
Jesus Christ.
All right, Derek. Man.
Thanks very much.
You know,
Derek,
we love you, buddy.
Coming
on.
Derek,
look forward to talking to you.
I'm just teasing you. I love you. I don't even know if you're baseball friends like we are. I don't know how to have a relationship with a baseball friend without ragging the dude.
That's how it's supposed to be. You do it because you care. You don't do it because you hate them. And that's what people need to learn. When people make fun of each other, they do it because they care. It's not because they hate somebody. Mike, kick some butt out there. Have fun with it. You're gonna kill it, buddy.
I'll see you on the golf course next week. How about that?
Yeah, I'll be out there soon.
All right, go North Lake.
That's right. Let's go.
There you go.
Derek Holland right here on 105.3 The Fan.